little bit more than mid screen. Pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge the star.
Oh, we are back! Shadow Games Podcast, episode 224, ladies and gentlemen. We've been a little busy the past month or so.
Very busy.
Very, very busy, so it's kind of hard for us to actually record and whatnot. But I did something fun the past 2 weeks. For me, reason being I've been busy, other than work and, you know, about to go on vacation, had a oral surgery, so I was kind of out for about 2 weeks or so. That kind of killed me for not talking at all, but yeah. Wayne over here has a little issue that's going on, you know, typical normal life, right, Wayne?
Pretty much.
Alright, so guys, yeah, we're back, and I hope you guys are doing good, and I want to fill you in with something, what's going on here with me. I've been doing the past several weeks. I went to Long Beach Comic Con and met up with a couple of friends of mine from the 501st, and yeah, we had a little fun over there, photo shoots and all. My friend Brandon, a.k.a. Chief Geek Photography, did a panel on Star Wars 501st costumes, how to make them, and who are they, you know. If you guys have heard of them, 501st, they're J.J. Abrams loves them. J.J. Abrams loves them.
They are everywhere now.
Yeah. They do a lot of charity stuff and whatnot.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's about it for me this past several weeks. Wayne, how about you, man? Work?
Mostly work, dealing with typical life things, family and so forth. About it. Have been playing a little bit of games. Got into Destiny 2. I've been playing that for the last 2 weeks, actually.
So tell us how it is. So you might as well, you know, go on and say what have we been doing the past several weeks. So Wayne, yeah, how's the game so far?
You know, Destiny 2 is definitely an improvement. It's a little more fluid. The story seems pretty straightforward. There's some different changes to it here and there, and there's some wackiness to it in a couple spots that just kind of makes you think, hey, wait a minute, what the hell? But it actually works out really well. It's pretty straightforward. I like the way the story's working out. And the gameplay is just as good as the first one, if not a little better. You definitely see a lot more of the Halo influence in this than you did the first one, which is understandable. Overall it's a solid game. There are some things they're charging it for, making it a little bit complicated on getting certain things without paying extra, but most of those are cosmetic, so it's not a huge issue for most, you know, standard gamers like me.
Mm-hmm. That's about it, huh?
I think so.
Well, for me, other than I'm kind of backlogged on games at this time. For me, I still playing, playing a lot of StarCraft 2 online matches with my friends. Recently, we've been playing a lot of the co-op missions. A buddy of mine, been a lot of brutal modes. There's one level that took us almost 2 hours to beat because it was that damn hard.
Nice.
I should have recorded, but I think he has the video of it, so I'll go ahead and ask him for that. Let's see. For me, I've been prepping a lot since a very infamous game coming out this coming week on the 19th called Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite. So I'm actually going to get that. For what are you guys wondering right now at this time, what am I going to be using? I don't know who am I going to use, but I'm actually going to be using my arcade stick at this time. Normally it's for the for the 360, but I do have a Brook converter that I should use it on my Xbox One S, and also for the PlayStation 4 as well. So, you know, either one's gonna be good. I'll let you guys know how the game is in about by the end of next week, or pretty much the next. Is that your cat?
Yeah.
Hey, buddy. And we'll see how that one goes. And there he goes. He or she.
That's a he.
Okay, cool. let's see. Other than that, I didn't get time to download the closed beta of the Dragon Ball Fighter Z, which is the new fighting game that's going to be coming out soon too as well. If you guys have seen it recently, the game's amazing. Just imagine the crossplay of Marvel vs. Capcom 2 with Guilty Gear style, but with Dragon Ball Z characters. That's how good this game is. Haven't played it yet. I will once the game is out or when there's another beta coming out soon for it. So, yeah. That's it for me, guys. Wayne, let's get on with the news, man. So,
yeah.
Let's see what these guys can do.
So, first up, we've got news that Telltale Games has named a new CEO.
Yep. So, these guys are... Don't know who they are. They are behind the Walking Dead game season 1, 2, and I believe 3 is coming out too as well.
They've done a lot of great
stuff. Oh, yeah. The Batman game.
Two Batman games. Because the sequel just came out recently.
Oh, nice.
I played through that. That was...
The first one is awesome. I played that one, season 1.
I played
one.
The first chapter of the new one. It continues right where I left off.
Nice.
Oh, great story.
I've also played Walking Dead season 1, 2, and I believe 3. No, 1 and 2, and also 400 Days, which is the extended one. I'm surprised. I don't know. Back to the Future. I don't know if they did Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Guardians of the Galaxy is really well done.
I heard that one's good, too, as well. So, Telltale Games are pretty damn good. But, keep on, Wayne.
Yeah, so the new CEO is going to be Pete Holley, a former executive at mobile and social gaming over at Zynga.
Yep, Howley replaces Dan Connors, the Telltale co-founder, who was pretty much CEO before being replaced by Kevin Burns in 2015. Burner resigned and Connors was CEO again in 2015. At this time, Telltale's board of directors was looking for a permanent replacement for its CEO, head honcho guy. So, leading up to the announcement of Howley and pretty much the top role this week. So, congratulations, man.
Yeah.
Let's see how we...
How that changes the company a little bit. Obviously, every time you get a new CEO, things change a little bit in the long run.
But hopefully nothing too drastic.
Yeah. So there's a lot of stuff they're working on. I know that. I know they've got new seasons for Wolf Among Us, which I played a little bit of that, and that's very intriguing.
So a little background on Holly. Before he joined Zynga, he was a production leader at Fable Studios, Lionhead, working alongside with Peter Molyneux on that series from 1993 to 2003, 10 years. He also spent time with Sony from 2003 to 2005, then EA for 2005 to 2010. So,
yep.
A little background on him. That's going to be pretty cool.
Pretty good.
Hey. Speaking of which, what do we got here, guys? How many of you guys are excited for Call of Duty World War II? I am. It's getting back to the how we played Call of Duty. So,
or it should be.
Should be. Sony has announced that it will release a new limited edition version of the PlayStation 4 later this year. It's gonna feature a camouflage design and matching controller. So, PlayStation 4 with the non-camouflage, but yet green-colored controller.
Yeah.
So, the Call of Duty World War II PS4 bundle includes a system that sports a traditional camo design, typical PlayStation logo, and a variety of DualShock silhouettes hidden in the pattern. So that's pretty cool. You can see it right there.
Yeah.
You can see a bunch of them right there. But no boots on the ground that can detect it. The console comes with a 1 TB hard drive and is paired with 2-tone green controller that matches the camo. In addition to the system itself, you can also receive a copy of the Call of Duty World War One. Sony hasn't yet specified the physical or digital copy, although the bundles tend to include that in the latter. So, if you guys want to get it, go ahead and feel free to pick it up. It's a PlayStation 4. You can never go wrong with that. And speaking of which, going back to Nintendo here. So, how many of you guys have the Switch? Wayne, do you have a Switch?
Not yet.
Not yet, okay. Same here. So now, you do this one.
Yeah, so Retro Peripheral Manufacturer 8-Bit, though, announced the SN30 Pro and SF30 Pro controllers for Nintendo Switch, which will hit the stores on December 10th. Pre-orders are now open. You're looking around $50 for the consoles, and for the controllers. They are straightforward, a retro-style controller, period. That's basically all it looks to. I mean, they look spot on.
Yeah, so it has the same code scheme as the original Super Nintendo. and also has the two different color of the buttons itself. You have the traditional light purple and the dark purple for X, Y, and B, A.
Yep.
And also you have the classic one, which is from Japan, which is the green, blue, yellow, and red. It looks the same. It also has the shoulder buttons too as well, for the left and right. You have the D-pad, and you also have the added of the analog sticks.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool, you know, throwback.
And they're going to work with your PC or Mac as well.
Yep, yep.
They're going to connect through USB-C, work wirelessly through Bluetooth, and they do feature rumble vibration, a turbo function, and motion controls for Switch users. So that's pretty good.
Yep, so if you guys haven't seen it yet, there's actually pictures out there right now. You guys can see it.
They look pretty sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
Alright, so our Xbox One, Microsoft is actually working on some new updates that will come down the pipe at some point.
At some point.
Yeah. Part of this is a new way for games to download and use less hard drive space. Essentially what the plan is to create segments or chunks of games that can be removed or downloaded by themselves without needing the other piece. So if you want to, say, download Call of Duty and you don't really care about the multiplayer, or you don't want single player campaign,
yep,
you can download
like
just
this
that,
guy right here.
Just that half you want. Yeah. This could really work out well. It also gives a
very
chance
well
for the system to download those chunks quicker, because it's downloading smaller file formats within that chunk. So
talk about customizing the game you want to get.
Yeah. It's yet to see how well this is going to work out, because developers have to get on board too. But yeah, it's a sweet idea. Anything that can save hard drive space on these big games.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's not a joke. Space is very
especially with the 4K content coming up with Xbox One X.
Okay. Alright, so going back to Nintendo, we should put these Nintendos to go there. Yeah, but you know, it's been a while. I know. So Wade and I did play Doom. You played Doom, right? This game.
Oh, yeah.
Doom 2016.
I guess I'm going to finish it.
I finished it within 2 weeks.
Yeah,
2 weeks.
I got sidetracked by other games. So.
I know, but see, I got to keep my games consistent. So, anywho, Doom 2016 is officially confirmed for Nintendo Switch. So, pretty much, it'll be released later on this year, hopefully before the end of the year. Doom was a sleeper hit last year. I do agree on that.
Yeah.
And so for all you people that has a Switch, no other systems, and actually want to play this game without going to buy another system, here you go. Perfect time on that. During today's Nintendo Direct presentation, they announced that Doom is headed to Nintendo's console. That's a surprise part, because there isn't, you know, been a ton of mature rated content released yet for the Nintendo Switch, and I do agree on that, which is kind of a kind of a weird thing. And if you guys played the game, it's very, very gruesome. So pretty much the Switch version of the Doom arrives sometimes this holiday, although no further specific were shared about the release date or content of the editions. Doom's campaign is the big highlight, in which the good reason our Doom reviewers note. And let's see, there's gonna be a day one update too as well.
Well, there's gonna be some changes.
Yeah.
And of course, all the DLC is free already on all the other content consoles, so we're expecting that to be the case.
Freebie for you guys too as well. Good job.
Yeah. That'll be interesting to see how that takes off.
And how about this one? Here's another Nintendo news. Wayne, this is one of your favorite games.
So, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but there's a thing going on in this country where people want to fight Nazis. So, I don't care what console you have now, pick up Wolfenstein 2, the new Colossus when it comes out, so you can fight Nazis along with us.
Yeah, it's a great game. I actually played it 6 months after it came out.
Well, this is the new one, which is launching in October for all consoles.
Oh, the new Colossus?
Yeah.
But I picked up the first Wolfenstein for the new consoles 6 months after it came out, but still.
It's a great game.
Awesome game.
Yeah, the last two on Xbox One have been really sweet, and they've been on other systems as well. But the new Colossus is going to pick up right where the previous one left off.
Wow. Or,
not really, but it's going to be pretty close to that time frame. And it's going to be turning our world upside down.
Literally speaking?
Yeah. Check out some of the trailers and stuff on it, because Germany has control of the world, and it's up to BJ Blazkowicz to come back and find a way to make things right.
So, we got one more news for you on this episode, guys. What the hell? And it's one of our favorites. So, Games for Gold. For all your Xbox One and Xbox 360 still has the Gold membership. Here are the September 2017 games with Gold for Xbox One.
Hopefully you guys already picked up Forza Motorsport 5.
Yep, Game of the Year Edition.
Oxenfree is going on right now.
Oh, and well, the one that already expired, which is Trials Fusion.
Yep.
On the Xbox 360, Battlefield 3 from the 16th of September to the 30th, and Hydro Thunder Hurricane that also expired recently. So,
yeah.
Hey, why not? You know,
they're all just good games.
Battlefield 3 I like.
Yeah, Battlefield 3 was good, but a little short on the campaign, on the few issues.
Yeah, that's it, I know. It's more of the...
Forza 5 was great. Oxenfree I haven't played yet, but it's supposed to be good. I haven't had a chance to play that yet, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool, man. So, that's it for the news for this episode, guys. I know we've kind of been lacking, but, you know, we're getting back to our normal selves.
Trying to.
And
yeah, Sundays I'm a werewolf, but, you know.
You always... Looks like your beard is outgrowing your hair at this time. Oh, yeah. So, recently I went to Long Beach Comic Con. And the end of the month, I will be at NerdBotCon in Pasadena, California.
Nice.
So if you guys are going to be over there, feel free. It's actually one of a new con. It's been about 2 or 3 years. My friend Brandon, who said, hey, come on over. You'll like it. It's a lot of good photo area. It's pretty cool. I like it. It's worth the go. It's only, what, $17 to get in?
Oh, wow.
And yeah, I know. I mean, the 501st is going to be, they're going to have their own panel. I believe there's several other panels that my friend Brandon is going to be in, so I'll definitely join him on that. So yeah, guys, that's it for us this episode. Wayne, any other news from you? What's going on?
Trying to think here. Not really much else going on. I know there is going to be a tabletop gaming session to benefit Radius Children's coming up.
Yes.
So be on the lookout for that.
Yep. If you guys haven't noticed, especially before we stopped doing it, myself, Wayne, and also our good buddy Jorge. We did the 24-hour gaming back in the days to help support...
I think we're a little old to handle that anymore.
I know. Oh, my God.
I would love to be able to play that long, but yeah.
I probably can, but still, it's going to be a PIA, but...
Yeah, but this will be a tabletop gaming, come out to Radius and sit down and play some games and so forth, and have a chance to make some donations so far.
Yeah, definitely. For all our viewers right now, if you can, donate, you know... everything helps, from $1 to $5 to anything.
Yeah.
Go to Radius Children's Hospital, look them up on Google, and they're going to have the link from there for a donation. So it's a good cause.
Yep.
That is a nice ringtone. I don't know if you guys heard that, but it was a Zelda. Da-da-da-da. All right, anywho, again, we are TwoShotsOfGeek.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here to bring you the future, 8 bits at a time. Let's go. What the hell's going on?
I don't know what you're saying.